So yesterday in the afternoon it got really hot and muggy, you know, because the weather's still in between rain and sunshine. But the sun came out in between that, in between the clouds kind of thing, and so it got really hot and very moist at the same time. And I had to do a few runnings around, and it's so hot it just drains you. Because I had to drive around with the car and stop at a few stores. And then the afternoon just sort of slipped away, so I wanted to play around with creating the 3.6 million and just play around with the feeling of it. And I don't know, I just felt like I might still be missing something in the feeling or in the sensation of that. Anyway, I didn't get a chance to play today. Like I said, today just slipped away. But what happened in the evening, we got a knock on the door. And one of the things that I've been wanting, I've been thinking about, is a dehumidifier and a little tool that takes the moisture out of the air. And for a boat, I thought that would be a dandy thing, but they're about $400, and I didn't want to spend $400 on the unit and then find out it doesn't really work or it's not going to be worthwhile for us. So I was kind of holding off, but I was thinking about it. Because on a boat, there's always, you know, it's always more moisture there. So I think it's something that should work. So anyway, you get a knock on the door, and sure enough, there's one of the other fellows who has one in his boat, and he's got himself a brand new unit, and he asked if I would want the one he's got. So I said, sure, I'll take it. More than happy. So I went down to his boat, grabbed it, we carried it off to my boat. The unit is like brand new, you can't even tell, it's like fresh out of a box. It's just not the model that he wanted. So I got a brand new $400 dehumidifier for nothing, basically. You know, we're gonna probably take him out for dinner or something, at least for that gift. But again, there's the creating aspect. Like I think I keep saying to myself, the more you focus on the one thing and bring that feeling in and use that to open the receiving up, everything else, all the little things start pouring in because we're allowing ourselves to receive them. That's the thing I said in my book, that it's not enough to send love out there and use that to create, but that we have to open ourselves to actually receiving it. And appreciation does that, but the nifty part is, the more I play with that, the confidence and appreciation also open up the sending love and creating valve at the same time. So when you're doing it that way, it's like a double thing, and everything starts to flow in. So I was pretty excited about that. And I was excited about the dehumidifier. But I think I was more excited about receiving it that way. So it's perfect. The unit is perfect for us for right now. You know, we don't know exactly what else we're going to do in the boat and how we're going to change things around. So it's a perfect little unit. I tried it last night. And amazing enough, it took over a gallon of water out of the air in less than 12 hours. So that's basically, you know, one aspect of creating. I would call that creating without stipulating how something comes. Basically, just asking for it, making sure that we stay in the phase of allowing and just letting it come in whatever way It is the easiest and quickest, simplest, least amount of effort. Once we get the hang of that, and it gets going really good, and we've really got the hang of it, then if we want to put conditions on it, we can then add conditions. So you want to create that, but you want a brand new item from the store. So, that's a small condition that's put on in the basis of how we're going to receive it or how we are going to experience the receiving of it. So, that changes the experience in itself. And that means, as we're creating it, we don't actually put conditions on it, as far as I think right now. We put the feeling and the experience of the way we want to receive it. In other words, I would probably envision, in a sense, the unit in a box, brand new from the store, perhaps even delivered. So receiving this package, and you know, opening it up. I don't have to visualize this. I just have to get the feeling of that so that I'm actually vibrating, in a sense, or sending the code of the vibration for that experience out there, so that when the energy creates it, it will bring exactly that. In other words, it's creating more specifically how to experience it. Also, as we get better with that, then we can continue on and, in a sense, make everything more specific. Like maybe we want a certain brand name. See, I asked for really good units, and apparently people say Maytag is one of the best units out there. So, you know, I didn't ask for, how should I say, a really good unit. I didn't say, give me a really good unit. I got the feeling of, when I thought about it, of something very sturdy, well-built, does the job kind of thing. You know, that's what I wanted, in a sense. That's what I envisioned for this unit to do. I mean, even though I wasn't sure this would work for us, in a sense. You see, because I don't know exactly whether it will work for us or not, doesn't mean I don't have an idea, a feeling, a sense of how I want it to work. And so the universe matches that, in a sense, when we're creating, sending that love out there, the energy, engaging it, and then receiving it back. So, receiving it exactly in the manner that we stipulated in that feeling sense. Because that's kind of what's engaging. It's almost like we feel it. The feeling isn't really engaging, but the feeling is telling us what we're actually setting up as a creation, right? It's sort of almost like we're inwardly creating it, but we can't see it or know anything really about it, so we have feelings instead. And those feelings, those emotions, that confidence, that appreciation, the finity of that actually tells us what's being created. So it almost seems like we're creating the feeling, but I think when somehow on the inside we're doing it and the feeling is created as a message of how this is going to, you know, how we're going to experience it. So that tells us which way it's going to be created, positive experience, negative experience, whatever kind of thing. And like I said, just because I don't know whether it'll work is the same as saying, I don't know if I can drive 160 miles an hour, but I know I'd love the feeling of a car that could drive that fast, you see? So, that's sort of the same thing. I do know what I want to achieve. A nice dry air in the boat, even though maybe outside it's moist and rainy and so forth. You know, the drier it is, then you don't have mildew problems and all kinds of things in boats. Especially if you leave it alone for a long time. So all these little details I kind of thought about, and then just quickly got the feeling of what I want. And then I sort of, in a sense, let that go, but I still thought about it every once in a while. Hadn't even gone as far as looking in a catalog or in a store. Every once in a while I thought about looking in the store to see what kind of brands they had and so forth, but I didn't get that far. The thought occurred to me, but I didn't want to stop yet. And in a sense, I didn't really get the feeling that it was necessary. See, if I really would have gotten a sense, oh, you got to pull in here at this store or whatever and go look, then I would have probably done so, or at least I would attempt to follow that inner guidance, because that may bring me to the exact unit I want at a sale price, or who knows, you know, whatever the conditions are that I'm willing to deal with. So anyway, I started thinking about all the things that are coming in, and thinking about I'm probably missing quite a few things, and actually there's another larger item that I got early on that I wasn't even really paying, well, I pay attention to it, but see, it's a funny thing when you're doing this creating, you're focused on the thing that you want, and so we tend to look for that, and we don't notice the little, all the other stuff that clicks in place for us. I had wanted a Zodiac boat as a spare dinghy to carry on our big boat, because if we're anchored out and I go ashore with Rudy, then there is no second dinghy in case there's something goes wrong, Roberta or whoever else is on the boat can't get off the main big boat. So I went around and looked at a few dinghies, and these little 8-foot Zodiac dinghies, they want anywhere between $1,700 and a few $1,000 for them. And I went, well, for a boat that will either hardly ever get used or next, you know, never, and will just mostly sit there, it doesn't seem like very cost effective. And I was always eyeing a red one I saw, you know, they all have those beige, grayish colors in those Zodiacs, and I didn't really like it. But I did have an eye for a red one, but I couldn't even find one anywhere. So one day it comes down to it, not too long ago, I'd say probably less than 2 weeks, halfway through of these recordings. My neighbor's got one, and he's willing to get rid of it, so I got it for $75. Dandy unit. Works like a charm. See, sometimes we don't look at that as creating. We go, well, is that really creating? I mean, or was it there? Well, there are many options to that. It could have been sold to someone else. And you may never had the opportunity of it, because the thing was, it wasn't really selling it. It was a bunch of coincidences, which I really don't want to get into, because it's a long little stretch out bunch of coincidences that all had to fall into place like little jigsaw puzzles, about 6 of them, to drop perfectly into place for me to receive this boat. And the best part is, you see, one of the things I didn't want to do was run around all over the place looking at used ones, phoning people up, going to their houses. You spend so much time doing that, and you don't know what you're going to see till you get there. And I just didn't, I would rather not bother with all that. So again, I received the type of boat that I wanted, and in a way that I wanted, right there beside my boat. I mean, all we had to do was lift it and drop it down 2 feet further. See, but that is creating. The only thing is, for at this point, we're not doing, what we're not doing is how. You know, we're not stipulating that, well, how, basically. Once you got really into it and you got a good hang of it, who's to say you couldn't, in a sense, create this from thin air? So what would you call creating it from thin air? It appears in front of you, or you're taking a walk in the woods and there it is. Or a storm comes along and the thing blows up on your boat. I mean, where do we draw the line and say this is really creating and not coincidences? See, the thing in this world, we have a basic rule in this game, just like the games we play on, the virtual games we play on the computers. There are certain guideline rules. And one of the guideline rules is that everything has to appear as it was either built or here already. We don't play this game in the form of visualizing and poof, there it is in front of us. That's where we came from. When you die and you go one step back up the rung of ladder, one step out of the physical, you end up in that reality where you actually think something and poof, it's right there. But here we don't play that game, and we don't really want it that way. That's why we didn't make it that way. So everything appears through some coincidences. It will always show up like that. Now over time, you know, centuries, whatever, people have come, various, what some call masters, and they have done things like make things appear from nothing and just right there. And that's more been as an example and an exception to the rule. I mean, the idea of that was to say, look what all is possible. Now, the thing is, it's possible to do that, yeah. But, you know, to create, why take such a huge step from where we are to that when in between there's a lot of learning to be done? I think once a person really gets the handle on it, yeah, a person could go that far. But generally, it comes in another way. It can materialize in that sense. But what happens, it's more of an expansion. This I see with money. When you're creating money, the money you have, if you're doing it right, visualizing the abundance of money, right, the way we've been doing it, through these recordings, or the way I've been doing it through these recordings, what happens with money is it seems to go further. It's like it expands, it stretches. So when something goes further than it would normally have done, it's really like there was more there. It's really like there has more been created out of nothing. Because you can't really, in a sense, expand money. You can't stretch 20. It buys what it buys, and that's it. But in our reality, we can do it with an illusion basis on it. So what it looks like when something is created from thin air, it looks like what you have is expanding, it's going further. Many people have experienced this with food at times, money, gasoline, and so forth. You know, gasoline in their cars. Where their car seems to just travel further with the gas that they have in it than it did before. And yet, you can't really put your finger on it. It's also a lot of fun, you know, to see all these things just sort of come in like little surprises. And then, of course, it would be fun also to create some things in the manner that, you know, we want them, like in a particular experience. So it's just a matter of deciding what we want, how we want to experience, and then in a sense just go for that. The thing is, at this rate, as these little things are coming in, I'm running out of stuff. I have to think of more stuff that I have use for or want, because, well, here's another thing. I just realized that I'm holding in my hand. I don't know if I wrote this down before or not, but a hat. I wanted a different hat. And, you know, as I started to do this creating of the 3.6 million, we walked in a store and bingo, there was the perfect hat. So actually it started early on, so now, come to think of it, I've got so many little things that most of the things I sort of was asking for, I've taken care of, so I've got to add some more to the list. I've got to make my list a little bigger, because I don't know if there's anything left on it, you know, of smaller things. There's a few bigger things, like I said, that house by the water and sort of, you know, the ocean with the swimming pool and go-kart track and so forth. But I think I'm just going to think of some smaller things, like maybe a computer, another one. I've got two brand new ones, but there's a new game out, and neither one of those computers will work for this particular game. So I need a brand new, fresh off the line, with the best video card money can buy, in a sense. So we'll see how that unfolds. So there'll be, and how would we do that? So how would I think about that computer? I mean, what's the purpose of it anyway? The purpose is for me to play my game. And what's that purpose? To have fun, because I really enjoy it. It's a great pastime. At the end of it, I feel good. You know, I haven't, well, in a sense, accomplished anything, but I don't think that's the purpose. So how do I feel about all of this? How do I feel about having a computer that can play this game that's so fast that I can play the game? That's the trick. So I have to move one step further in my head, my confidence and my appreciation. I have to put it already here. So I was just playing another game of my computer, so I'm going to change that a little bit in my head and pretend that I was playing the game that I'm talking about, the one that I want, with the fancy computer that can play it. And so I'll redo the past image to that. That helps, because I already have feelings related with the other game, positive feelings. So it's already a good place, an easy place to begin. I just have to switch it to the new game and a new computer. And then rearrange it in my head until I have total confidence that I have it. Get a total feeling of having it. What it feels like to have it, till I get a swelling of appreciation for having it. Not receiving it, but having it. Because I'm not creating the receiving of it, I'm creating the having. So I want to make sure I create the having, bring up the appreciation of having it right now. So all the feelings, everything, line up my thoughts and keep doing that until I get a really strong sense of appreciation for it. And after that, once I have that, then I'm just going to let it go, basically. I probably won't do that again because I'm working with the 3.6 million. So that's really where I continue my energy for the next couple of weeks. Just now and then, as I think of things, I'll do exactly that. And then basically let it go. Of course, I'm going to think of it every now and then. But when I think of it, I will remind myself that I have it, which should automatically put a smile on my face and a feeling of appreciation of already having it, and then I can think of something else.